This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Today we'll report on two efforts to repair the holes left in a tattered economy. In a moment, we'll go back to Elkhart, Indiana. It was there a little over a year ago where President Obama pitched his economic stimulus program. First, we go to Congress. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate have been struggling for months to agree on a way to rewrite financial regulations. They want the new rules to protect consumers from the risky financial products like subprime mortgages that tore up the economy. As NPR's John Itzdee reports, they still haven't agreed on how best to do that.
President Obama proposed an independent consumer financial protection agency to shield consumers from overly risky and complex financial products. The House embraced the idea in its overhaul bill passed late last year. But in the Senate, the banking industry is lobbying hard to block the idea. Scott Talbot of the Financial Services Roundtable says putting consumer guardians in an agency separate from existing bank regulators is a mistake.
If you separate them out, instead of having one regulator with all the information, you have two regulators with half the information. The fate of the institution and the fate of its consumers are inextricably linked, and we think the regulation of the two of those should be as well.
Consumer advocates say that's the way it was before the crisis. Indeed, bank regulators like the Federal Reserve, who were supposed to protect consumers, didn't. While Senate Democrats generally support an independent consumer agency, Republicans generally oppose it. That's forced Democrat Christopher Dodd, chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, to try to broker a compromise behind closed doors that Republicans will agree to. Among the most recent ideas circulating is creating a new consumer bureau inside the Fed.
It should be an independent agency. I don't think it's going to be.
That's Douglas Elliott, a former investment banker who's now a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
There are bureaucratic reasons why, if it ends up as part of a so-called safety and soundness regulator like the Fed, it's likely to get short shrift. That's just how things work.
But Senator Dodd and even the White House seem ready to allow the consumer agency to be at least housed with another regulator. They say it's not the address that matters, it's whether its powers remain intact. Consumer advocate Ed Merzwinski of the U.S. PIRG, the Public Interest Research Group, says that formula might work.
If the agency has a presidentially nominated and Senate-confirmed director with its own budget and it is not subject to the authority of some other agency, we'll look very closely at that option.
It can be in another agency, but not under it, says Merzwinski. And he says the consumer guardian would have to have authority over all financial products. But drafts circulating in the Senate suggest it might not have full authority over institutions like payday lenders, who give short-term loans to consumers with effective annual interest rates of 300% or more.
That's simply unbelievable that payday lenders, rent-to-own stores, debt collectors, and others that are part of the system that really is unfair to consumers in a lot of ways, wouldn't be covered by a new agency, even though no federal regulator covers them now?
Payday lenders have mounted a big campaign in the past few years to protect their business from federal regulation. Both Democrats and Republicans on the Banking Committee have taken tens of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the industry. But Merzwinski thinks ultimately the payday lenders will be disappointed.
I'm looking forward to a floor vote on whether the payday lenders get a get-out-of-jail-free card in the United States Senate. In the back rooms of the United States Senate, they've obviously got an ability to influence senators that they shouldn't be regulated.
But in a public vote on the Senate floor that should come eventually, Merzwinski thinks senators will side with consumers. John Itzdee, NPR News, Washington.